Hello and welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the podcast where each week I explore what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. Expect strong language and viewpoints, as no topic is out of bounds here. My guests and I will navigate the complete spectrum from wildness to responsibility with compassion and curiosity rather than expectation. I'm Ebony Allard and I'm a misfit turned maven, an author, a coach and your host for Adulting with Ebony. Come on then, let's do this. Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode of Adulting with Ebony. Today I am joined by Izzy Von Curler, who is also known as the Princess of Unicorns. She's a vegan personal trainer, has an ever-growing tribe of followers on Instagram and on YouTube where she shares food, fitness and frunk. Plus, how we met is super, super fun and I will tell you about it in a minute. Welcome, Izzy.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
This is also a really special episode because it's the first time we're doing it in person rather than across the internet.
So much better to be face to face, and I get to look at your lovely happy face.
Thanks. Should we tell them how we met? Because I think it's really fun.
It's really cool and very random.
Really random, and not something I would normally do either. Just by the way.
Yeah, I get that, and I probably wouldn't do it either.
So I was on my way to LA, and I was in an airport departure lounge, playing on my phone, waiting to board the plane, and I follow Izzy, and like looked up and saw her and then looked down and saw her on my screen and was like, oh, you're on the same plane as me. So I sent her a DM and was like, you're on the same plane as me. And she replied, and I wasn't expecting you to at all.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, obviously, like on Instagram, when you're not following someone, like it goes into the other inbox. And I was a bit bored because the flight was, you know, getting ready to go. I was being a bit anxious. And then, just this person went like, oh, I'm sitting behind you.
And, not weird at all.
Really, I was like, stalkering. Oh God, it's probably a creep. Well, I don't know. I'm not saying my followers are creeps, guys. But I was like, who is this random person? I clicked on your page and I was like, oh, she looks really, really cool. But then I was like, do I go to that aisle? Do I say hi? And wait, this is the start of a really long flight.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to work. Yeah. So yeah, very cool and very odd and kind of random that you would like follow someone and then they would just happen to be on that plane.
I know. And actually reaching out to someone and saying hi is not something that I would normally do, because people always think I'm really, really super confident. I'm really not. I'm actually massively shy. So I don't do stuff like that. But then when we came off the plane, I think I said hello, or maybe you said hello. I don't know. I can't remember now. But we had that whole walk through customs and we just hang out and had a really nice chat. So yeah. And then since then we've been messaging backwards and forwards because I think what you do is really great. And yeah, that's how we ended up here.
Yeah. It's cool. I really enjoyed that, like that walk and like our talk. It was nice because, again, I was like a bit nervous because I was just like getting into LA and I didn't know exactly what I was doing for the time that I was going to be there. And yeah, you were just like so relaxing to like talk to. Oh. It was so, so nice. And yeah, we had a good time.
Thanks. So I'm bringing it back to now and here and this moment. What does adulting mean to you? Or what do you think being an adult's all about?
Oh, such a tough question. I think that being an adult is that moment where like you have to sometimes like you have to make decisions that just like aren't really that fun. Like you'll have days that aren't fun and then you'll have days that like are fun, but you have to kind of just, I don't know, like do the stuff that isn't that interesting to get to the more fun stuff. I don't know if this is making any sense.
I kind of do. I think people understand what you're saying, right? And I think one of the reasons I do this podcast is to explore the line between wildness or fun or like irresponsibility or being playful or whatever you want to call it, right the way through to the things like that we kind of have to do. And sometimes the stuff that we kind of have to do is boring, but also sometimes that stuff leads to the results that we want. And I think to some degree, like training in the gym is a really good example of that. Like you are, when you first started, was it really easy? Were you like, I'm just going to get up and go? Like, so now you train most days, right?
Like as in training myself?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I had like no clue about fitness, no idea what I was doing. Like for so long, I just stayed at home and I just watched loads of like videos and went on Instagram and tried to do loads of moves like in front of the mirror to practice that I was doing them right so that I could then go to the gym and actually do the exercise and then know that I was not going to look like an idiot. I mean, that's crazy. Like,
it's not crazy. Maybe that's what I should do. Because I get so nervous when I go to a new gym. I'm like,
but if I'd known there was someone nice out there, like some, if I'd found a good trainer that, like, you know, would have seen me maybe looking a bit like nervous, not confident, and they had gone up to me and been like, hi, like, can I show you how to do that properly, or like, do you need a hand, or just spoken to me nicely, then that would have made such a difference. If that's what I'm trying to do, like, I'm looking for those people and making sure that they feel comfortable.
Yeah, well, I guess so. In terms of this, I was like, if you were you someone who training yourself or working out every day came naturally, or was it like, you know what, the actual doing of this thing isn't fun to start with, but I want the results, so I'm going to carry on going? Or was it always just like, I really love this, it's amazing, I want to carry on doing it every day?
It's so hard. I feel like I'm in the middle of that, because I was motivated because it was something new, and it was like my goal was to like get fit and be strong, and because I had that goal, I was like, I'm gonna reach it and I'm gonna get to it. So I was excited to do new things. Like, exercise was a new thing for me,
right?
So I wanted to do it.
But did you enjoy exercising? As someone who has never enjoyed exercising,
I did.
Right, so that's the bit that's really hard. Like, it's not to say that I don't, like, actually, when there's lots of things that aren't fun for me, right? So I don't like running. I've got lots of friends. In fact, I've got a friend who's probably going to come on the podcast in a couple of episodes, who is a runner, and she runs marathons. And she was like, just get your trainers on, you'll love it. I'm like, no. You know, I've tried. I've done 2 5Ks in my life. I've been asked to do a 10K, and basically just, I cannot think of anything I'd rather do less. Like, it hurts my body. There's nothing pleasurable about it. Whereas when I did my yoga teacher training years and years ago, the reason I did that was because I loved it so much. Like, I loved the way it felt in my body. I loved that there was breath to focus on. I loved that they had this idea of drishti. So not only were you, your breath was, had something to be doing, and your body had something to be doing, but your mind had something to be doing as well. And so I really got into yoga. And I was really into yoga for a really long time. And then, I think because I've had loads of health stuff go on and it wasn't working in the way that I wanted it to, and I wasn't seeing the results that I wanted to do, it became less fun.
Yeah, you do have to, like, enjoy what you're doing to a certain degree. Like, I don't believe you should force yourself to do something if you're not going to get anything out of it and you're hating every minute of it. I don't really see the point. Like, I can run. I'm not actually that bad at running, and I did set myself some, like, challenges recently, like to do my 5k as fast as I could. I was into it was cool, but then I was like, it's not really like my passion. Like, my passion is like lifting weights, calisthenics. So I'm gonna go back to that because I enjoy that, and I'm gonna get more out of it because I enjoy it.
And actually, I think you're right. Like, for me, being around people who love it and having either a really good trainer or having a gym buddy or having like that community makes all the difference. And you know, I really do love lifting weights. It's, again, I haven't found a place recently that I love and people that I love to, like, and gyms can feel really scary when it's new and you don't know, especially if you're, maybe this is just my experience, but especially if you're a woman who's not hugely confident and you walk into the weights area and it can feel really intimidating. There's been times in my life where I've been really strong and really fit and known exactly what I'm doing, and I'll walk in and I'll pick up a weight and I'll feel really comfortable and confident. And there are other times where I'm walking and I'm not feeling super confident. And then just a look from someone can be enough for me to go, maybe I won't today, and then 100% leave.
I get that, yeah. So the thing with me was that at the very beginning, I joined a gym that was okay. It was all right. I pushed myself to go because it was the very beginning, and I guess I was, like I said, a bit excited, so it was fine. But they closed down really quickly anyway, so I had to find a new gym. But my gym that I'm training my clients at, I was a member at.
Right.
They kind of found me. I don't know how it happened, but they sent me a text. They must have got the list of leavers from like the old gym, and they kind of wanted to get new members. So there was an offer. So I went to go look at this gym, and it was up the road from me, but I was so nervous because it was quite a small boutique gym and it looked really scary, but I got a really good vibe from it. So I joined it, and the guys that were there seemed really, really nice. I could see it probably was family run or it was quite a small business, and I liked that. That's like what I've usually been in, like in my life. I've always worked for like small businesses and been around like independent like brands and stuff. So I got a good vibe, and yeah, I got a trainer because I knew I needed like some structure and I needed to understand the exercise. I was excited. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to lift this ball and throw it over there. But what does that do? And how many times should I do it? Because I can do it, but don't really know what it's working or how to do it.
And I think that's the benefit of having a really good trainer. So I've done stuff, and if Miles is listening, who knows? So working with ropes, I adore, but not all gyms are set up for doing calisthenics, and not all of them are set up in that way, right? So for me, standing on a machine staring at a wall is not remotely interesting. Throwing a ball and like picking it up and chucking it as many times as I can, as hard as I can, that's really fun. Yes. Or like, you know, doing a whole load of goes with the ropes again is really fun. And having someone who understands that I need a different workout every time I come in is also really fun.
Yeah, definitely. Like, because obviously when you're personal training and coaching people, it is about understanding like the needs of the client and what they want. And like, I have so many different kinds of clients, and people respond in different ways or want different things. Like, I remember I started training a new client and she was like, can you just stop counting? It's really annoying me. I don't want you to count the repetitions that I'm doing. And, you know, she said it like quite bluntly, and it's fine. But I do count them because that's what I do. And I do normally count them out loud, because then we together both know where we are. Yeah. So for her to say that, it was a challenge for me to not count out loud. And interesting that that's how she wanted it to be. She was like, just tell me when it's over.
Oh, see, and that's really interesting. That's around presence. Mm. So there's been times in my life where I've trained like that, right? Like essentially trained through gritted teeth, because everyone had told me, this is before I got my thyroid, so I have an underactive and an overactive thyroid, which makes my life, it has been a challenge to understand and to diagnose. So there was a time when I was like, everyone had just said, exercise more and eat less and you will lose the weight. And I was training four times a week and putting on weight. All I was doing was putting on weight. And I had trainers who were like, you are clearly cheating, you're clearly lying, and you're not doing. And so I was there like gritting my teeth, just go, just tell me when it's over, can I leave now? And when I got my diagnosis, and when I just went, you know what, I'm going to be kind to my body, I'm really going to really enjoy it, I'm going to show up, and it isn't punishment. And this is really interesting for women particularly, but for everybody. You know, we often, the difference between punishing your body and doing something because your body really enjoys it and you can be present, like I think, or at least my belief on this is that five reps done with complete presence and really enjoying them and loving on it versus 10 done angrily and with no presence and like pushing through it, the first five are going to be so much better for you.
Yeah, it's like so, so true. Like, you do have to enjoy your workout. And for me, I'm a bit guilty of like pushing through sometimes, like because I'm giving so much to like my clients, and my clients always come first, like before my training. So I'll end up like trying to fit a workout in, and I'll like be a bit like, it's like, because I know I like need to do it. Like I trained this morning and it was actually like really tough, and I probably didn't really need to do it, and I probably could have stopped, but I was like, I get quite determined and quite like headstrong and quite kind of stubborn, so I just ended up finishing the workout.
Well, in a way, that is like, for me, that is the adulting part, right? It's like, there are some days where you don't want to do it, but you do it anyway.
Yeah, that was today.
Because you know what the result's going to be. So there are some days, so I'm writing my second book at the moment, and there are some days where I don't want to do my half an hour writing in the morning, and there are some days where like an hour is really easy and fun for me, but I make myself write every day. Because otherwise I know it gets harder, right? If you're in the gym every day, it's still a habit versus not. How has your life changed, or how has working out and having this relationship with the gym and with your body affected your confidence, and how do you feel about yourself?
Yeah, feeling so much more confident about myself. I mean, before I was working for a company, I was working like over 40 hours in like retail, managing and buying. And I've been in the company for like 13 years. So I just was so stuck in a rut. And I did have a partner that was quite long term. We've been together like over 5 years. And I just had this like really boring routine, and actually realized I wasn't really going anywhere. And then when I just kind of like it was like I kind of just woke up and was like, yeah, this isn't good enough, is he? Mm. Like, this is, you're not giving enough to yourself. Like, you don't, not like you don't know how long you got left, because that sounds really pessimistic, but like you kind of need to be enjoying what you're doing. So yeah, I kind of decided to quit my like retail job, and that was really scary because obviously I'd been there for so long. Mm. And I ended it with my partner because I wasn't really sure which one wasn't making me happy.
Yeah.
But I think it was just all of it. I just needed a complete change. So yeah, I became single, found fitness. And then it was like, I just woke up and was like, this is me. Like being freelance and being able to like train people and train myself is like just a huge passion.
And were you, how long ago was that?
It's been 2 years, I think now, something like that. And I'm completely different.
Everything. And were you vegan then or just vegetarian?
Yeah, I had been vegan a little while, but veggie before. I was very new vegan.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you found that, like, because it's a very specific niche, and actually when I'm working with clients around, like, what they do and having something that's uniquely theirs, like, that's not to say there are no other vegan trainers out there, or there's no other, but the kind of combination of all the things that you are now, that you chose to be your identity, right? So like tattooed, vegan, and went for like this really strong name and this really strong brand and all of that stuff. Did that happen by accident?
I don't know. It was like, it's just, I am me, and I've always been, so a lot of people say like on my social media, oh, I just like how real you are.
Yeah.
But I genuinely am just always myself. Like, the way, like when I post like stories and like pictures on Instagram, it is 100% like just quite organic. Like, it is just me, like what I felt like posting most of the time, and like what I'm really, really doing. And I'm always telling the truth.
Mm.
Like, and I guess people kind of like that, and they seem to like, a lot of people gravitate towards that. They're like, oh, I wanted to find a trainer that was like down to earth, someone that's had, almost like someone that's had their own struggles and like had their own battles, because they feel like, then I'm going to understand them more, and they already understand me.
And when you started out sharing, I guess you were just, like most people were just sharing because you wanted to share.
Yeah, right? Originally, way back, that was what I was doing, yeah.
What happens, so there's this tipping point, this thing that happens for most people when they start to get, you know, a lot of followers, or more people following them, and, you know, people they don't know following them, and that kind of stuff. Did you fall into that comparison trap and like, oh, I need to have more people, or I need to change what I'm saying, or I need to serve my followers rather than myself?
Yeah, I mean, definitely like with posts and stuff and stories, it's not like I'm holding back, but I know there's some things that like aren't going to be that relevant, so I'm not always going to post a pic. Like, maybe I'd want to post like some family stuff, or like some pictures that aren't really that relevant to like other people. So I don't do that anymore. I do aim to like, I suppose I am like trying to help other people and keep my page kind of like relevant to what I'm like, make my content relevant to what people expect they're going to see, because they're following me for a reason.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, it is my business. Like, my social media is like a massive part of my business, so I do need to make sure that is in line, I suppose.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting being a personal brand, right? There's this edge for anyone who's a personal brand, is being able to be yourself and share the things that you want to share, and also sharing things that are relevant and being professional. And it's a really fine line. Like, I know,
such a line.
You know, I've got a particular style with mine, but people really love it when I share the more raw stuff, or the more real stuff, or the less, it's real interesting, actually. Like, people love it when it's a photo of my legs next to a swimming pool far more than when it's like some post that I think's hugely inspirational about like some big thing that's happened in my business, or like, for a client or something like that. And so there are moments for me when that can be frustrating. And so to some extent, I've learned just to let it go, right? I used to be like, I really want to get to this number of followers, or I really want to have this level of engagement. And I just wanted to know whether that's something that you share, because I kind of went through that and then have just decided to let it go, because otherwise you're focusing on the wrong thing.
Definitely. I mean, I still like, if there's something I'm passionate about, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to go on about it. Mm. And that's really obvious to like my followers and everything. Like, I've been like being so much more like sustainable, and like focusing more on the environment, and like Plastic Free July has been like a really big thing for me. And although I haven't done the exact challenge, I've been like trying to do so much generally and showing people that. And most people have really enjoyed hearing about that kind of thing and seeing the content and posts about it. But there's some people that are literally like, they're just not interested because they're only following me because of like my body and what I do. So I have like such a mixture of followers. I got like, so because like on my stories and on my social media, I'm quite body confident. And so I post a lot of like selfies, a lot of pictures of me, like not in very many clothes.
Yeah.
And some of the positions can like look a bit, I don't even know.
Provocative.
Provocative, yeah. But honestly, it is just like me being me.
And I think that's the thing. When you know you, it really is. But if you just came across you and you thought, oh, maybe she's more shallow than that. And I think if you actually get to know you and what you stand for and how principled you are, and that's that for me, that's the bit that's really interesting about following you.
Yeah.
I have actually, we've rattled through our time together, but I want to ask you one more question. Does it help you stay accountable having people watching?
So much more accountable, definitely.
Yeah.
So like not like there's pressure, no. But I do feel like not a duty, but I'm proud to like share my life and the fact that it inspires and helps people. I just feel like, yeah, like this is cool. I want to keep doing this and it makes me feel better. Not in a selfish way, but I feel like I'm doing some good. And I feel like if I wasn't around tomorrow, I'd done as much as I could for other people and for myself. So
how do your my last question, how just because I'm really nosy, how do your family feel about you sharing as much as you do?
So my mum is like subscribed to my YouTube and watches every single video. And then when we talk on the phone, she's like, yeah, I really like that. Yeah, you went to the fruit shop. That was good. Yeah, looking good. Looking good. The hair's looking good at the moment, Belle. So my mum's like really, really into it.
Okay.
And my sister's like really thinks it's cool. Most of my family think it's amazing. They just think I'm like this really like special internet person. And yeah, they think it's cool.
And you are.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you want to end with a confession of sorts? So I'm an adult but
I wear my pink dressing gown at every opportunity I get home. I don't care what time it is. It could be 3 p.m. or it could be 2 a.m. but I'm putting that pink dressing gown on.
Fantastic, thank you.
Thanks.
I am an adult, but today on my way here I totally missed the turn off of the motorway because I was singing too loud in my car and added 40 minutes onto my journey by going the wrong way.
Oh no,
yeah, exactly. If people want to find out more, we'll stick all the links in on the show notes, but if people want to come find you, where should they come?
Yeah, like best ways, usually Instagram. It's just Princess of the Unicorns, so at Princess of the Unicorns. Same as YouTube, actually. Princess of the Unicorns, just search me there and you just can subscribe to me, and that's pretty much it.
Yay, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, sharing so that more people can come and enjoy and engage with us. Really, thank you. I'll see you next time.